Oh.
Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Lisa Kessler, and this is my second show, so if you heard the little flub at the beginning, it's because I couldn't get the music to play, but I'm still kicking the tires around here. But I'm super excited that this morning we have Alex Caller with us, and he writes some amazing fantasy. I'll let him tell you about that, but first let me read you his bio. Alex is many things, but first and foremost, he is a Sagittarius. I am a Leo, so I can. In the past few years, he's taught circus in Amsterdam and Madrid, gotten madly lost in the Scottish wilderness, drummed with Norse shamans, and received his master's in creative writing from Glasgow University. And that is the abbreviated list. Pretty cool, huh? Anyway, he is also the author of the Runebinder Chronicles, The Immortal Circus, The Pale Queen, and Ravenborn. And I do have his website. It's up on the Blog Talk site if you would like to check out all of the good books. I highly recommend it. And I'll also put it on our Facebook page as well. So, Alex, are you there?
Yes, indeed. Hi.
Hi. Great to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So when did your new book come out? Last month, right?
Yeah, it came out November 14th.
Oh, congratulations. It's almost a month old.
I know. It feels really weird. I also had my birthday right after it, so it's a couple different celebrations.
Fun. And did you go on a little book tour, too, right, promoting it?
Yeah, I went out to Y'all Fest and was able to give away copies and sell some copies about 4 days earlier than the release, which was nice. And then to New York and Seattle.
Very cool. So is this new series, is it YA?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, okay. I did not realize that. Very cool. So what can you tell us about Runebinder?
Well, the
Why should everyone run out and grab a copy?
Yes, that is definitely what I would say first, is everyone should get a copy.
Yeah.
It is a fairly dark YA series. The elevator pitch is that it is a post-apocalyptic monster hunter with magic monsters and gay protagonists. So
it's set
3 years after mankind discovers how to use magic. Obviously, we managed to screw it up. And
I am shocked.
I know, right? We're given power and we use it for the wrong reasons.
And we use it for evil? What?
Yeah, it's crazy. That would never happen today.
I bet we used it for greed, right?
Oh, yeah. Used it for greed, and then in the process, we managed to figure out how to turn humans into literal monsters and very quickly wiped out humanity.
Oh, no. Okay.
So now it's just a couple hundred thousand or so trying to fight back and hold on, and it centers around... The first book centers around the protagonist, Ten, who is able to control the elements of water and earth. He starts getting, targeted by one of the main monsters, who is an incubus. And there's this, love story triangle between the protagonist, Ten, the incubus, and another hunter named Jarrett.
Oh, nice. And do runes play into it? Is that where you got the title?
Yeah, so in this, they are able to manipulate the elements by using runes that are tattooed to their arms. It's not necessarily an active system. It's more that you get the tattoo and then you are able to control the element. Ten is learning that he has the ability to potentially create new ones, which has not been seen for a long time.
Oh, so he's valuable.
Yes, yes, yes.
The bad guys want him.
Always, always. And the good guys.
Oh, and the good guys too. Well, that's good. How many books do you think are going to be in the series? This is the first one of a new series, right?
Yep. Yep. We're looking between 3 and 4. Depends on how wordy I get in book 3.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. Are you already working on book 2?
Oh, yeah. I've been working on it for a very long time, it seems, and I now feel as though I'm very behind deadline. It's only a couple weeks behind deadline, but you know how that goes.
I know. It whizzes by, and you feel horrible.
You're like, every single day that you're not working on it, you're just thinking, ah, I'm failing.
Yeah, oh, I just got a book turned in, and it was so funny. It was only 2 days past the deadline, but for those 2 days, any dumb thing like, oh, I'm eating dinner and I should be writing.
Right?
It's yeah, incredible. Yeah, you feel guilty about everything.
Yeah, no, no.
Oh, I took a shower.
Thankfully, I've
time.
Like, yeah, I have spoken to publishers now who are like, oh, yeah, we have authors who go like 3 to 5 years past deadline, and that makes me feel a lot better.
Well, I hope you get it turned in soon.
Oh, yes.
just for your own guilt.
Yeah, my sanity depends on it.
That's right. Well, if you have not read any of Alex's work before, I haven't read Runebinder yet, but oh my gosh, I loved The Immortal Circus. And it came out as a serial originally, didn't it?
Yeah, it was one of Amazon Publishing's first attempts at doing a serialized novel.
Yeah, and I didn't read it as a serial. I read it when it came out, the whole thing. But
most people hated it as a serial because it, you know, they wanted the next episode.
The cliffhanger,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But wow, it was so fabulous. And if you were a fan of the show Carnival, which I was, I love that show.
Oh, yeah.
On HBO. I was so curious about, you know, just I had never thought about the circuses back during the Depression and taking the train. And anyway, it was fabulous show. And so when I picked up this book and started reading it, I thought, oh my gosh, the fae mixed in with a circus is perfect. How did you dream up that concept of putting them together?
Well, it's interesting. As you know, but the listeners may not know, we share the same agent. And
right.
For a while, our agent, Lori, she was like, you know, Alex, you've done all of this amazing work with circuses. You need to write a book about circuses. And I fought it for a very long time. like, no, it's expected. I can't do that. And then we had been trying to sell a project, and she's like, you should work on something else. And I was just brainstorming with a friend, and, you know, we're like, oh, you know, fairies would be interesting because there's all the idea of contracts. And
mm-hmm.
I had been watching Dollhouse, which is all about this woman who is part of an academy or a system, basically, where they give up their memories and they're turned into a new person every single day for all of these different jobs, and they never remember what they are except she starts remembering. And it's like, that's interesting. You know, if
mm-hmm.
you had a protagonist who literally didn't remember anything about their past, and just kind of appear in the system and figuring out for themselves who they are and what they're doing there when they don't feel they fit in. And fairies just kind of seem to fit in perfectly with that since they're so mischievous and you can never really trust what they say and you're not supposed to sign anything that they give you and all that sort of stuff.
Right. And, you know, the other thing that's cool about the fae is that whole that there's always truth woven in with every lie. They can't just outright lie.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that you used that really well in those in the books about the Immortal Circus. And, gosh, if you haven't read them, I highly recommend going and getting a copy right now. It was fascinating. And I could tell, I had no idea until I went and got your bio that you actually were in circuses. And then I was like, no wonder it seemed so real, all the politics. There's so much politics about, you know, who can talk to who and who, you know, it was fascinating. So even if you're somebody who goes, I don't know, a circus, the politics and having the fae and magic, oh, my gosh, it was intriguing read. And did I see that there's a spinoff? Is that what The Pale Queen is?
Yeah, without giving too much away, the spinoff series follows an integral character from the first book that you're very briefly introduced to at the end. I think that's good enough. But it's the pitch for that one, it's a bisexual fairy assassin working for the queen. And you'll have some returning characters from the Immortal Circus, and it takes place like a third of the time within that setting, but then it also explores the greater world at large.
Okay. Neat. Okay, well, I'm totally going to have to get that one, too. If nothing else, you've sold me a book. Is fantasy all that you write, or do you have dreams of writing in another genre, too, someday?
I don't know if I could write a good contemporary novel. I love reading contemporary, but I just don't know how I would make it interesting. I need to have the magical element to spice things up.
Right.
Yeah,
I always feel like I could start writing a contemporary and then some kind of monster or killer or something shows up.
Right.
I can't keep going without a monster.
It's difficult. I did write a middle grade book, which is set in a circus summer camp or spring break camp. But, it's middle grade, so there's no cursing, there's no dying, there's no anything, and it was really difficult to write a juicy romance.
What?
Nothing bad can happen. It was weird, but I did it. So
you got through it. Yeah, go you. Okay, great. Well, what do you have coming up that we should know about? I know you told me you're not on Facebook. You're on Instagram, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Should people follow you there? Do you post really weird circus pictures on there?
I wish. I haven't done circus arts for a while. Lately, it's just been a lot of selfies and book posts. But
right. Well, how do we follow you on Instagram?
I am on there as at @ARKAHLER.
Okay.
And I also...
Yeah, I'll look for exciting writer posts, like pictures of your laptop.
Right. I try to do... Not just laptop pictures or coffee pictures, but, you know.
I know. I got a puppy recently, so lots of pictures of the puppy.
Lucky.
I know.
It's great
marketing. Except right now she has all needle teeth, you know, so you're just, like, constantly covered in. I'm like, how'd I get that one?
Yep.
But they're super cute, so we've decided that was evolution's secret, was puppies have to be cute so you don't cook them into stew.
Oh, this is very accurate, because they act like they're just wanting to be cooked in a stew sometimes. Like,
they really do. They're like
puppy.
Little demons. Uh-huh. Little demons. And then they go, oh, but I'm so cute.
Right.
So is there anywhere in the world you haven't gone yet that you want to go?
Oh, so many places. I would love to get over to Australia and Japan soon. I've been through parts of Norway, and I really love Scandinavia, so I would happily go back there. I find that if I'm in a hot climate, I start dreaming of snow, and if I'm around snow, I want sunshine. So I think I need like a balance.
You're never happy. The grass is always greener.
It's always greener. I just need like a house in like northern Sweden, and then, I don't know, somewhere warmer, Australia or something.
Okay, well, my bucket list is Greenland, and I can't do cold, so everyone thinks that's hysterical. But ever since I was a kid, when they said, you know, people don't go there, I was like, I got to go there. So someday, Greenland.
have you ever considered, you know, like you can write anywhere, so you could theoretically go to the Arctic.
Yeah, I'm sure I would hate it. It's so cold, but...
You're so isolated and so cold.
I know, but I have to put my feet there. I don't know why. Past life, I was in Greenland. I don't know. But
it
has been so much fun talking to you, and Blog Talk is totally going to cut you off in like 46 seconds. So before we go, is there anything that you want to tell everybody about Runebinder so that they can go grab that book? Tell me about 10.
It's available everywhere, and I also wanted to mention that Immortal Circus is currently on sale on Kindle. You can get all three books for $6 if you buy it as a set.
Ooh, that is a deal. Go get it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being on with me. It was so fun to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to checking out The Pale Queen. I can't wait.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for spending time with us. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.